Make this summer's adventures more extraordinary with Audible. While you're lounging by the pool, tending the garden, or road tripping to your favorite destinations, dive into Atmosphere, the captivating new release from Taylor Jenkins Reid. This Good Morning America book club pick launches readers into the fascinating world of 1980s NASA, where one woman's astronomical dreams collide with unexpected love. With over a million titles to explore, from beach reads to gripping thrillers, Audible transforms summer downtime into an adventure. Remember, there's more to imagine when you listen. Start your perfect summer companion with a 30-day free trial and get your first audiobook free at audible.com/wonderyuk.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Right, feeling good on a Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and I am feeling a little fuzzy, wuzzy, bubbly, thanks to our good friends at Eddie Roosevelt's THC Lemonade. Wow, forgot I had one in my freezer last night. Saw it calling my name, and
what is it?
It's a 100-milligram lemonade drink.
And you drank it this morning.
No, I had it at 11 o'clock last night.
And still feeling it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That's the best, though. I love taking weed late at night and then, like, taking weed. And then waking up and you're so fucking high, like, walking in the bathroom.
Not only that, had frozen a gallon of water. So I had infinite ice water when I woke up super high. Feeling great.
What do you do? What do you lick that thing? What do you mean you froze water?
I left it next to the bed so that it melted. So I had half ice, half water.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What a morning.
What a morning.
But feeling good on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm especially feeling good because across the table from me, two incredibly funny, wonderful people from Sag Daddy the Pod. It's our good buddy. And yours, Brendan Sagala.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. Feeling good on a Wednesday.
How you doing, man?
Good. I'm good. How you doing? What is that from, the feeling good on a Wednesday thing? Is that a meme?
Is it in South Park?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Feeling good on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I am feeling good on a Wednesday. How are you guys? I think this is a little too early for me.
Well, this used to be 11. It used to be 10:30.
And it was early for me then. It used to be 10:30?
I want to say. Yeah.
Your show or when it was?
The old show.
That was 10:30?
We've done a few at 10.
Jesus fucking Christ. It's
graphic,
that's too early.
Graphic porn, fights.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like you're still rubbing the dust out of your eyes.
What's the point in doing podcasts if we have to do them early? I understand radio, but
for me, it's because we have the live chat and I like to be in between Jim and Sam and Bennington.
Oh.
Or the Sam Roberts show.
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, it's drive time. You know, it's L.A. drive time.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Even though nobody listens to this in their car, and if they do, you're a psychopath. If you're listening to this live in your car, you're a monster.
You have your laptop duct taped to your fucking headboard.
Please, talk to your child.
Yeah.
And next to him, no podcast at the moment? You're a rebel? A loner?
I'm just floating through space.
Sounds great. It's Allie Mae. How you doing, babe?
I'm pretty freaking good. How are
you? You look wonderful.
I've just rolled out of bed.
That's all I could ever ask. Thank you so much for being here, guys. I mean, we'll start with it. The biggest news that everybody's feed, obviously. Ozzy fucking What a fucking bow out.
Yeah.
You get to do, that's dude, the dream.
That is the dream, bro. Just doing a huge show, knowing when you're going to die.
Throwing just... the biggest charity concert of all time.
How much? 190 something
million for million? Parkinson's.
He was that old? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the dream. You put on the most respected rock stars in the world, get together, tell you you're the greatest.
It was such a good show that people started liking Youngblood.
Dude, I have a boner for Youngblood. I have a straight up man boner for Youngblood. Dude, I mean, a beautiful young man.
Yeah, that was his fucking lose yourself moment. He had one shot and
he fucking killed it.
He killed it. Dude.
What is he? What is he from? I'd never heard of him. He was an actor first, right?
What? I don't know. I see him on TikTok a lot. Like I see him like promoting his music on TikTok, and then I guess Ozzy loved the dude. And then he did changes, and now we all love him.
Yeah, it's my current man crush.
Youngblood?
Yeah, beautiful young man.
I saw him like one time.
So
I don't remember.
Here's the fun thing about the
like...
show, Allie. We have a screen here, and we can pull it up. You don't have to pull out your phone.
Yeah, you Zach fucking... has a crush on anything that's young.
Yeah, or blood.
No.
No, yeah, I know. Me. He looks like a.
He's got a Vil Valo thing going on.
Well, yeah, he's got a Vil Valo thing going on. He also looks like he just looks like he would be a Nepo baby kind of thing.
I think he kind of has a Mick Jagger thing. The lips.
Yeah, but he looks like there's just something about him that you're like, you could feel that he like comes from a lot
privilege,
of money.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
I'm fine with that.
But maybe, I mean, I'm wrong. And also, if he does, who cares? You know,
it's none of our business.
It's none of our business.
Now, I might have a type because my biggest TV crush of all time was Dandy in American Horror Story Freak Show.
What's that? What and who is
which,
that?
Which thing are you? What is that? Ing? Do you not know American
I don't know
Horror
what,
Story?
I know what American Horror Story is.
They had a freak
is.
Show season.
What we call Allie's Act.
Yeah, and that was Dandy.
That was your crush?
Dude, he's got some underpants scenes. He did a war movie right after it.
You're
he
weird.
Plays
gay.
He plays such a a fancy boy.
If people knew that gay could be like that as well, they'd be even more pissed about
it. Yeah, he was a fancy boy.
Oh,
his
like
torso
him.
Made me upset.
Yeah.
It was,
You think that torso?
There we go. Old timey underpants.
That does it for you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Something sick and twisted's going on in here.
He has the body that Satan had in South Park. Like, he has, like, the penis outline.
No, I think it's just the old timey briefs. I'm sure he's got a decent.
So
middle
weird.
Section.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't look at like a conventionally attractive person and be like, hell yeah. Like,
all right, so who would you say your celebrity crushes are right now?
I don't really know a lot of celebrities.
You're like John
honest.
Wayne Gacy, White Bat from Annabelle. Or wait, what's that movie? What's
give
that
me,
cartoon?
Give me that.
You know what I'm talking about? Fuck, I wish I got that.
Did you see that guy that died? And he with the
yeah, we've been talking about the guy that had
have?
The Annabelle doll
okay.
on tour, yeah.
Oh, and
sorry.
He died?
Yeah, it's never left the museum in years. The guy took it out on a tour, immediately dropped dead in his hotel room.
Whoa.
But then again, I don't know how healthy paranormal investigators are living on the road.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy.
It's not crazy.
Yeah.
I like it. People say I'm an idiot for believing in ghostesses.
I believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're fucking
because
kooky.
Because you're as pale as one.
Because we're fucking kooky idiots.
I can't show my legs. They're literally see-through.
Let's see.
Yeah, I can't even show.
Then we won't know.
You're
showing them right now.
No one's ever seen
They're
them.
Over her ears. Okay, fine. Let's keep it going. But yeah, obviously that's the fucking way to go.
R.I.P.
We put a little game together. If I know these, I'll bow out. But Shannon put together a game of guess if Ozzy did it or not, and we have some tall tales, and we'll find out if it's an Ozzy story or not. Shannon?
Okay, first one. Ozzy once snorted his own father's ashes.
I would say he did
that.
That
is true.
I'm going no on that one.
Well, I know a lot of people say it, but I don't know if it, I think it is true.
I'm going no on that one.
Okay.
Shannon?
You think that's just so disrespectful that he wouldn't ever do that?
No, I just don't think it doesn't sound like his MO.
So the answer is that was actually Keith Richards, not Ozzy.
That's
rock stars are so fucking lame. That's so like gay.
What, snorting ashes?
Yeah, just doing things like that to be like, I'm going to snort my father's asses on us so badass. Please yeah. tell me I'm badass or this is not worth it.
I would yeah. love if all my friends had to do a bump on me.
That'd be a lot of bumps.
Yeah, you can go around.
Yeah, dude, we could
We'd
swim
be bumping
through you.
For the rest of yeah. our lives.
I like what Lenny did.
We could use you as like a sandbag for theaters.
I like what Lenny did. He had his ashes made into bullets and had bullets delivered to all his favorite people.
So that if they want to kill themselves, they can do it with Lemmy?
That or just display it or make it a necklace or whatever. I think it's cool.
That's cute.
I think that's so lame in every single way. Like,
what would you want?
Like,
I don't
care because I'm going to be fucking dead. But I don't like just, you know, do what you got to do. Put my body in the ground and forget about it. I don't like the it's like, what do you have to be a rock star. You have to be punk rock. It's like it sucks when you're fucking 80 years old. Like you're, it's lame.
I don't know if you made it that long and you haven't compromised. I think that's the coolest.
Put my ashes in ice cream. Make a Ben and Jerry's out of my ashes. Called Sags to Riches.
Allie, your thoughts?
I think about like dying. So sometimes I fantasize at work. There's like lots of families there. And I just put a gun in my mouth and I spray my brains against the wall behind me.
Oh, my God.
And ruin everybody's time.
Yeah, you block all the specials.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've toyed with the idea of, I think something with ashes would be cool, would be pressed into an EP.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like a vinyl?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
That's actually fucking cool. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
That's classy. There's something classy about that. Putting it in a bullet, it's like, you might as well like be like, make my ashes into black nail polish and then wear it.
In all fairness, Lemmy did have nothing but Nazi swords.
Sorry.
He had an entire wall of Nazi knives, so the bullet is not too far from his aesthetic.
Okay, I kind of like that idea.
That was a safety check on Allie. I kind of want to blow my brains out. Bing!
Yeah. Hi again.
It's the doorbell for outside. The cops are here. They're taking me to the hospital. It's time to wear the grippy socks.
Dude, I worked with a guy years ago when I was working nights doing like data entry shit, threatened to kill himself on Facebook in the middle of our shift.
Jesus.
And then when the cops went to his house, his mom called like screaming. And we're sitting there working. We can all hear each other. He's like dead silent. And he's like, tell him to come here. I'm not going. So he filled my whole lobby with cops and EMTs. He's like, this is bullshit. I was just fucking writing on Facebook.
That's hilarious.
And they took him though, right?
No.
What?
They did not. They left
no,
him.
No, that's not.
Why?
They take you.
Have you been taken?
Oh, yeah.
You got took?
Damn.
I got took. Yeah, many times I've been. But you know what? You can't. I think I could like sue the hospital, to be honest. I was drunk and I said something about dying. I was in a blackout. You say anything in a blackout. And the next day I was like, I didn't mean that at all. I was super shit faced. And
some
I'm
crackhead
so-
next to you is like, yeah, I didn't mean that at all either. I was also shit faced. Like,
I was never kill the president.
I said I'd never kill the president, even though I do want to.
Those are all the people that are there. It'll just be like you just being like, I'm a normal person.
I know.
Yeah, but then everyone else is also like, I'm a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah, it always makes you look bad. I had a girlfriend that was put into a mental hospital for like 2 weeks, and I would go visit her every day, and she was just like, it was crazy because it was like low rent, crackheads walking around
yeah,
being like
that's what it, and they talk about raping you and
yeah they try to like break into your room at night.
Yeah,
she said she had people trying to like break into her room at night.
It's crazy,
fucking insane.
Yeah, no, it's I know people that refer to that as a grippy socks vacation.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like those socks.
If you want to leave, they say you have to take medicine. And I was like, I don't want to. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because I have no psychiatric symptoms.
We really aren't that free of a country, to be honest.
We're not. They were like, you have to take something. So I was like, this is crazy. I should have really sued the hospital, I think. But then I was just like, I guess I'll just take trazodone. Like, how can I just name something that I want to take?
Allie has no idea she's still in the hospital, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're just two fat comatose guys. She's sitting at a pain. There's a right. real teddy bear on the thing.
We're going, all right, take her pants off. Leave the straitjacket on.
Me and you are drooling, playing checkers, but neither of us made the first move. You have to let me out of here. I'm a famous comedian. I've got a podcast to do.
Oh my God.
The
you have like a Imagine. Card that says 10/2 in your hand. Yeah, that sucks though. And you know what really sucks is you couldn't even sue the hospital because if you did, you'd go poor. You'd be ruined.
Yeah.
Unless you had a real good
unless you were
I
like
sue
your
hospital
parents
guys.
Were lawyers or something like yeah. that. Mm. But then they'd have to be that kind of lawyer.
Yes.
Zach,
that kind of lawyer. What can I do for you?
What is this?
I don't know. A fan sent it. It's like beads.
It's really cool. It looks like a retro toy.
I think it was a thing that like we used to. You put it in the oven. I think.
Yeah, I remember making these things in elementary school. You'd like iron it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank
you. Yeah, yeah. You'd put like a bunch of little beads in like a thing, and then you'd iron it, and it
was like
come
wax
like
paper
that.
On it.
Yeah, and they were numbered too. So like the numbers correlated with the colors. So it'd be like 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and then you put all the little really pale beads.
Can you?
Here we go.
The really pale beads on the twos.
Why? What does that do?
Well, I was making fun of Zach for being very pale.
Oh, yes. Oh.
But
I'm sorry.
You're able to like really just make it very easily. You never played with cool. this?
It seems like something that's in my mind, but I can't access it. All the way.
They weren't allowed to have the iron in the, in the facility. Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in. All while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither. So we have more Ozzy shit. Let's hear, did Ozzy do it?
Okay. Second one is, took acid every day for a year.
I mean,
I believe that.
Every day for a year? A year. I guess so.
I believe it.
Yeah, I do too.
He didn't miss one day? Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm not saying he's fully tripping. He might be microdosing. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of those guys... I have friends that were in a band called Nervous Gender in like the late 70s, early 80s, and they were on acid every day.
Jesus Christ, man.
They're not doing great now.
Yeah.
No.
Shannon, I'm going yes
on that
one.
I'm going yes.
So he did do it, and he said it caused lasting damage, and he never fully recovered mentally from it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next one.
Well, at least he was smart enough to be able to notice that he never recovered from it. Like at least he was like, you know, he had enough brains to be like, well, that really fucked me up.
It is funny that in retrospect, how much of him like being all shaky and weird on the Osbournes was Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And we were like, look at this fucking like, old drug addict.
He's
asshole.
So fucking hammered.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, where's my beer? And we're going, oh, he's hammered. And he's like, oh, no, you have Alzheimer's. Generals gathered in their acid.
Wow, that's really not even.
I'm going to spill that coffee on you.
Shannon, keep it going.
Before I do the next one, Ellie, can you just drop the mic down in front of you a little? I feel like the mic's blocking your whole face.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Sorry.
That's okay. The next one was banned from a Burbank airport, for trying to board a flight with a python.
That's hilarious.
That sounds more like Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I don't think he did it.
Was this post 9/11? Shannon?
I'm not going
to
answer.
Are you allowed to say?
I am not going to say.
I'm going to say no.
You guys are correct. There was no record of this, but Ozzy did own a lot of snakes.
Okay.
Next one was studied by scientists for his bizarre tolerance to drugs.
That yes. one I might believe.
Yeah, I believe that.
I'm going yes on that one.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna agree with Zach on every single one.
You gotta answer last going forward, Zach.
Yeah.
So this one, this is true. In 2010, his genome was analyzed and showed unusual mutations that gave him this crazy tolerance to drugs.
He's like an X-Man.
The next one, once walked around a hotel wearing only a woman's negligee and combat boots.
I would say yeah.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, that's the least crazy thing he's done.
I'm going to go no because it feels like somebody else's story.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Classic Ozzy, just another Tuesday, it says. Let's see. I'm trying to skip through a few. Passed out mid-performance and had to be revived on stage.
That's badass. Now that's badass. Sad though. I'd be sitting there. I'd be in the front row going like, is he okay? What's going on? Is this a part of the show? It's like when that comedian like had a heart or the magician had a heart attack
yeah,
and
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
was like, yeah. Or the comedian that like stabbed himself a bunch of times.
Artie Lang, yeah.
No, there was like an open micer.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I am gonna go no on this one.
I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no.
The answer is it did happen. It's happened multiple times, especially in the early years.
Now, are we gathering points for this?
Yes, I'm keeping track.
And what do you get if you win? A bat? A bat gets released into here?
I'll tell you what your prize is.
A midget beaten off in a trash can.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Okay, next one. Drove a tour bus naked through a Taco Bell drive-thru.
I would say yes. I think a guy like Ozzy was naked a lot.
It's the can he drive a bus part to me.
Oh, fair enough.
That seems difficult.
Especially through a drive-thru?
Yeah,
that's all turns.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying no.
Yeah, so I'd like a McChicken nuggets. I'll say no. I'll say no because he can't drive.
I'm going no.
You guys are correct. No record of that ever happening.
Who's coming up with the nose here? Whose ideas are the nose?
This is ChatGPT's assistance here for the nose.
Oh. ChatGPT, write me some fake things that I'm...
The famous ones are pissed on the Alamo.
Yeah, I'm trying to skip over those.
Snorted a line of ants.
He snorted a line of ants?
Yes.
Man, he really just treated animals like garbage, didn't he?
No, he loved those.
He also, after that...
Yeah, loved them.
So Nikki Sixx witnessed that
and... You had a chip on your shoulder about Ozzy Osbourne.
If I had a chip, I'd be fucking...
Nikki Sixx witnessed that and Ozzy followed it up by also licking up urine after snorting the ants.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Good. Fun. Awesome.
Yeah. You go...
Cool.
You go, Ozzy, we have to write this song. This is how I do it.
Bit the head off a dove during a meeting with record execs.
I could see that happening. But I think it's a lie. Now that I know that you've used ChatGPT to make up these lies, that sounds like a ChatGPT lie.
I'm going yes, because it sounds like a thing where they could have been releasing doves.
And he went,
yeah.
No.
So the answer is he did do it at CBS Records and they were horrified.
Good. CBS deserves it.
Shot all of his cats and dogs while on drugs.
No.
No.
Zach?
No way.
This is true.
Oh, no.
He admitted this during a very dark time in his addiction. There were 13 cats. I don't know how many dogs. And he killed them all with a knife and a gun.
Oh.
So he loves animals.
Oh, no. God. You could have left that one out, Shannon, because we were celebrating the man.
It's a pretty crazy
thing. Yeah, that's insane. And this is going to get worse.
What does he have to do for Sharon to leave him?
Yeah.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's crazy.
The Leanne Kreischer of fucking rock and roll. Just get him back up there and make that money, baby. Mama's got shopping to do.
Shannon's going to be like, he molested 12-year-olds on a carousel. That is true.
I want to do one more.
Yes,
this will be 10. Showered in a hotel lobby fountain.
Oh yeah. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean that's like any posers do that shit.
Yeah, I would have put that before killed 13 cats. With
yeah, maybe closed with the cats and the dogs.
I can do one more. I can find another one.
Yeah, come on.
This. Okay, tried to strangle Sharon Osbourne while high.
Oh, definitely.
I believe that, yeah.
No one faults him for that.
Look, after, sorry to keep bringing this up, but after the dogs and cats thing, I'm going to say yes to every single thing you say now.
Let me tally up the scores.
Yes, my favorite Osbourne's clip was Sharon talking to Kelly about how they had Indian food one night. And then she gave Ozzy a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
And then he couldn't get the curry smell off his dick for a week.
Jesus.
And they're just laying in bed telling funny stories with like 85 dogs jumping around.
Oh, my God.
It used to be 95.
Why does my dick smell? Bang. Why does my dick smell? Bang. Clip that. Shannon, who won?
So in third place with 5 points was Brendan.
I lost.
And with 7 points in second place was Allie, leaving Zach as the winner with 8 points.
Doesn't great. Really count as my game.
And what do we win?
My love and respect.
Oh, all right.
My love, my respect, and the following plugs. Hey, guys, what do you want people to check out?
Check me out on Instagram and Twitter. Well, not Twitter or whatever, but Instagram at Brendan Sagalo. And also, if you're in the Portland, Maine area, I will be at the Empire Comedy Club August 3rd. Please come out to that. Tickets are available now at BrendanSagalo.com. And check out my podcast, Sag Daddy to Pod.
Very fun, Sally Mae.
I'm on Instagram as Default Programmer. I shut up.
No, it's a good name. Makes me laugh.
I just dropped a cracked thing on YouTube. It's 10 minutes. You can love it or hate it on YouTube. I have a show the first Wednesday of every month at The Stand called Drip. You can use my code and save money. And on Thursday, July 31st, I have Power Bottom, the best damn comedy show in Asbury Park. Come laugh and win prizes, including $69 cash.
Very, very fun. If you guys want to check me out online, go to @ZachIsNotFunny on Instagram. To get tickets to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. I got a little tour coming up of the South Ski. So I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, August the 28th, Pulaski, Tennessee on the 29th, Miamisburg, Ohio on August the 30th, and August the 31st, Lexington, Kentucky, all with my good pal Jay Wall. I'm also on tour with JCW, and I'll be at the Gathering of the Juggalos, me, Louis J. Gomez, Big J. Okerson, and Tim Butterly. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com, use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save yourself a little bit of money off your subscription. You get early episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite podcasts from the Gas Digital universe, as well as you get access to the wonderful live chat. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And moving on, every woman's worst nightmare caught on camera. See the scary video. Shannon.
Oh, God.
So this happened in Brazil, and I'm just going to, I'll play the video for you, and then if you have questions, I'll answer them.
Oh, God, I hate every moment of this.
Oh, so let me just say something.
Oh, no, blurry things.
Wait, I want to say something real quick. So the reason why they ended up checking this footage was because 300 euros went missing from their apartment, and so they checked the footage to see where it could have gone.
Can I ask how much 300 euros is?
I'll look it up after.
Are they naked in bed?
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's covered in tattoos. I was trying to figure out what was on his body, but so look, that's the intruder. He has a flashlight, and he's just investigating her body.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus. This looks like Squid Game.
They have no idea he's there.
That's what he's thinking too. Is he in all black?
I don't know.
Or is he in like a nuclear suit?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And oh wow, I didn't even look at that sexy tattooed man.
Right? It's pretty
hot. Yeah, look at that dude.
That lizard man.
How did they not wake up? That's so stupid.
He's good
at
it.
They could have been drunk, passed out drunk, you know?
Oh yeah.
Or she just got the dicking of a lifetime from that tattooed stud.
Right.
And she's exhausted.
Holy shit.
And he's sleeping a peaceful sleep with empty balls.
What the fuck?
That is so fucking scary.
That's so scary, dude. That's like my worst nightmare.
They also haven't caught the guy yet.
What? Somebody staring at you naked with a flashlight?
No, waking up next to a tattooed guy.
After you've had the lovemaking of your life?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not the guy breaking in at all. Just waking up next to a tattooed guy.
Oh, don't knock until you tried it.
You're a tattooed guy.
What? Who did this? Let's watch the footage sometime.
Yeah, but that guy was like, that guy was like a modern primitive type fucking, he's really done up.
Yeah.
That's not like the silly shit me and him
have. He looked like a fucking.
He had man tattoos.
Yeah, he had a lizard. Like, he looked like a.
Bring that back up. I want to look at that. I want to look at that.
That's the real story.
I want to look at that man's hot bod.
That's the real. Now imagine, Zach, if he was wearing tighty whities, you'd come your fucking.
No, this
overalls.
Is the look. He looks like a lizard man.
So nutty.
Why was this guy? So they haven't found this guy. Why do they have a camera facing their bedroom?
Security camera.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have that now.
Something doesn't add up here.
You know what? Yeah, because that's not the hotel's camera, right?
No, it's not a hotel. It's their home.
Oh, so it's their home. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess it kind of makes sense.
You
I don't
have a
know.
Camera facing your bed.
I used to. Many years ago, I did.
Yeah, it was hidden between books.
That's...
Maybe they're freaky, though. I mean, look what this guy looks like. Maybe they like to record
All right,
their
stop
stuff.
Projecting there, horny Lee Hire.
No, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that it was a fuck camera? Were.
Yeah.
Probably.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, that guy obviously works for it.
Getting horny on the nanny cam?
Okay, well, the nanny cam did make it a little weirder.
Yeah.
What?
Mr. Sheffield.
You got a little teddy bear cam.
Isn't that what the Manson family used? They called it creepy crawling. Oh, Always Sunny is night crawlers. I think they called it like creepy crawling, and they would go to people's houses and see how long they could like sneak around on the floor, and they would like move their furniture and shit.
Really?
Just to fucking practice.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they practicing for?
Murder.
For murdering people.
Okay.
For the many murders. The very famous murders they committed.
Never heard of them.
Damn, dude, that's so fucking weird.
Because it would take me so long to process what was if I woke up in the if my sleep apnea naturally woke me up in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And I went, and I saw somebody. It would take me so long to go, there's a man in my house.
Yeah.
There's a man in my house and I need a weapon.
Yeah, that's because you're drinking fucking 100 milligram lemonades at night. You're like, this shit's getting crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, the amount of times I do see a chair or a shirt and think it is a man.
Hilarious.
And I jolt up out of bed screaming.
Anyone who's listening to this, now you can break into Zach's apartment, and if he catches you, just go, you're having a weed nightmare. You've taken too much weed last night.
Oh, okay. Skip it.
Oh, wee.
When I would get really high, I... You know the Geico commercial? Did the pig really wee wee wee?
Oh yeah,
it was wee.
Yeah,
that's me when I'm really high. I just have a pinwheel.
I forgot about that commercial. Holy shit!
Do you think you would wake up and see that and immediately know like I gotta fight this guy, or do you think it would take me?
Well, I'd be like, I think there would be a moment where I am looking at him, being like, what is this?
No. I always think someone's coming, so I would jump right out of bed.
Yeah, I made you do, you fucking whore. Yeah, but you've got, like, train car hobo energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not my beans. Like, you're squirrely.
I do like my beans.
Yeah, you're jumpy is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you sleep with like a ball mace, like a, you know, one of those things next to you.
Yeah, I definitely.
Do you have a weapon?
Of course.
What weapon do you have?
I have brass knuckles.
Yeah. So you're gonna get close to somebody?
I have the ones that have the points that look like cat ears.
Whoa.
Just take your eyes right out.
Ah, boom.
Yeah.
So, but where do you keep them? Well, do you keep them where you would have them, you'd be able to have them on in 5 seconds?
Do you sleep with them on? Like you do your face and you're, and then you go, good night.
I mean, my room is kind of like a crazy place. There's lots of stuff on my nightstand. So, yeah.
You're beating this guy to death with a dildo. We both know what you meant by that. Another dildo death.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other weapons? Do you have like a katana?
No, I have a knife. I have a screwdriver.
Yeah, I was going...
You're just describing things in your house.
No, I was going
I have a desk.
I was going for runs for a while with 2 screwdrivers because during COVID, I accidentally stabbed myself with one and I broke my skin. And I was like, oh, I never thought of this, but it would be a really good weapon.
You go, eh, it's you, Ali.
What's that?
What was the second for? I think one should work.
Yeah.
You think you have that in you to, like, you have that, like, meant, like...
Were you going for runs like the Terminator 2?
Yeah. Are you mentally prepared to, like, stab somebody?
I think I could if I had to. My friend got the hiccups the other day, and I don't know what came over me, but I just... I covered her like this, and she was like, and I'm like, you just have to stop hiccuping.
That's crazy.
I know. Okay.
You go, stop hiccuping. Mommy used to hiccup.
Yeah. Most people try to scare people by saying boo, not by going, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, my mom used to do, like, you know, just make it stop.
Your mom used to like grab your mouth and
do that? But not in like a violent way. Just like hold your breath. You know?
I've never heard. I mean, it makes sense because you are supposed to hold your breath.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a mom suffocate her child.
Oh, you know, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, that lady that backed her
hands around my neck.
The lady that backed her van up into a lake. She's like, all 3 kids had hiccups.
Yeah. No, mom just used to hold my neck until she heard a crack.
Something about repetitive noises. I have to like make them stop. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I get that.
Like, I can't do it for some reason.
What's that called? The mesophilioma or something? What is it called?
Misophonia.
Misophonia. I think I have misophonia as well.
If I'm like on the phone with someone and their seatbelt thing is going off, it like makes me feel like I'm like exploding. I have to like hang up. I have to hang up. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A clock ticking. I could never take a test in school because I just.
Damn. It sucks if you're ever going to be in the hospital and you have that thing going like boop, boop.
No, I do.
Fucking kill me.
Yeah. No, I've had to go to the emergency room. Like I had, like if you have to go to the emergency room and those things that could get me committed.
Damn.
And just listening to those machines.
What are those machines called?
Over and over again. Like I don't know, the little
beepers.
Doesn't matter.
The heart rate monitor or whatever.
Your vitals or whatever.
Yeah.
Boop.
What about if you're at somebody's house and the smoke alarm's chirping?
I can't do that.
Oh, man.
I ripped
damn,
all of...
So that's why you broke up with all your boyfriends?
Yeah. Jamal, go get batteries!
God damn it, Dyrese.
Yeah. Why are all of my boyfriends black?
God damn it, Dyrese of a mad black woman.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, it just fell. God damn, the studio's falling apart.
I tune out stuff, I think, eventually.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think that there's like different types of ADD different ADD kind of like moments where you can handle like a lot happening at once and you just completely disassociate. And then other times you're like, I can't do it, you know? Because I have the moments where I can like tune things out, but sometimes.
I had a complete meltdown last weekend.
What?
I was getting ready to go to a concert. And
Zach meant to say he had a complete cheese melt.
No, I was I had hours. I was fucking ahead on time Because I like to give my wife just time now. Like, I'll get up a few hours before I have to get ready and shower and get dressed so that she can just have the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
And I'm like doom scrolling on my phone, waiting to get dressed. And my landlord calls me and he's like, "Do you have a flood?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Well, the people downstairs have a massive flood. So you need to go to the check." I was like, "Where?" I was at bathroom or kitchen. He goes, "Bathroom." The hot water came off the fucking wall.
Whoa.
How do you mean?
The knob was loose and there was hot water shooting out of it. And my tub overflowed.
Oh my God.
And when I opened up the door, it was like a sauna because it was just hot water.
Whoa.
And then I tried to turn off the water and the bolt was stripped. So I had to grab a giant garbage can and start taking the water and trying to pour it down the toilet while I waited for my super to turn off the water to that whole part of the building.
Oh my God.
And it was so hot in there that by the time I was done, like, my hands were shriveled and shit.
Mm. Holy shit.
And I was like having a full on panic attack.
Oh.
And he couldn't get the water to turn off. It was fucking awful.
Were your neighbors like banging on your door and shit?
No. They called him right away, thank God. Fucked up there. I felt so bad.
But you didn't do it.
No, but I just felt awful that I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Oh,
oh my
yeah.
God.
Well, dude. You were high.
So. No, I was not high.
Oh, you weren't.
It was the middle of the day.
Okay.
I was not high yet.
You were drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I was on crack.
Damn.
It was just one of those things where, like, man, everything got fucked up. Like, the grout and shit was all fucking peeled off.
Don't cry.
And so I was one of those things where I know now my super is going to need to be here for like 3 days.
That's anxiety producing.
He does speak English, so he'll just show up with tools and can't tell me what he's there for. So he was there for like 2 hours for that. And of course, had to take like 8 trips to go get tools because why wouldn't you just bring your tools?
Yeah.
Right.
If you were a super, why wouldn't you just have a cart?
Yeah.
I've never had a super bring the tools.
Never all at
Let
once.
Me go bring. Piece by piece, what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next day, he was there for like, and it made me so mad because we just ordered fucking breakfast for me and my wife.
Yeah.
And as it came, he rang the bell, walked in with like 2 giant buckets, and it was like 4 or 5 hours. And I was like, fuck.
Oh my God.
That sucks.
Yeah. And it was, and then because there's just a man walking in and out of my apartment all day now.
Yeah. You can't like be your weird self and do your things that you like to do.
Yeah. And I can't go to, I just wanted to go back to bed, but I don't want this fucking poor Mexican to fucking walk by me 85 times while I'm snoring.
Yeah. Cut
naked.
To you sleeping in a bed and he's checking your asshole out.
Hello.
Oh.
He's going.
It's
like Narnia.
I gotta get my bigger flashlight.
he walks in. All of a sudden, it's Technicolor. Wow!
Take On Me starts playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough of that silliness. Shannon, what was the other story you had that didn't get on the sheet?
Oh, it is on the sheet, but I just didn't send it to you beforehand. So it's a woman who follows the cop back to the station because he didn't give someone else a ticket.
Oh, yeah. Let's watch this crazy person.
Oh, hilarious.
She loses her whole mind.
I love that.
Hold on 1 sec. Okay. Here you go.
Doesn't he get a ticket? I can help you talk to somebody.
He didn't use his turn signal!
Oh my God. Wait,
can I please call you an ambulance? Can
get
I...
a ticket!
I want that woman to help me, like, like talk
Why
about my tickets.
Can leave the... He's seen without a turn signal. Give him a ticket.
Do you need an ambulance?
He doesn't have a turn signal. Give him a ticket.
You need
a turn signal.
I'm going to pause it 1 second because I actually did see this full video a while back. And so they ticketed her. And then when the cop left the scene, she's mad the cop didn't use a turn signal.
Oh. I mean, that makes sense. I would be a little pissed at that,
got
too.
It,
she
it.
Should fucking like sing for over, like hardcore bands.
I feel like she's overreacting.
Yeah. I only saw this video in the context of someone put this like with hardcore music. And
oh,
I thought,
really?
Yeah, and I thought that they over-dramatized her voice. But I'm like,
she's
oh, no, she
voice.
Was really sounding that way. Yeah, she should be in a band.
Yeah, Yeah, it's coming from the belly.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's got balls.
Yeah. I bet she's hard to get along with to make art.
Yeah.
I would take
we
a
all
wild
know
guess.
Who she voted for, am I right?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say she, in her daily life, is genuinely unpleasant.
Yeah, yeah, she's...
I don't think that's a fun hang.
You forgot to give me milk in my coffee!
Yeah, I feel like that's a lady who uses the word microaggression seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's... So what happened to this lady? I really do... I want an update.
Okay.
Damn, dude. Imagine having sex
with
her.
Can I help you with
anything else? Give him a ticket!
Damn.
She'd be very upset you said that.
Doesn't he get a ticket?
I like that the glasses fall so perfectly.
I can help you talk to somebody.
He didn't use his turn signal!
Nice, dude. She's got a great voice.
Can I please call you an ambulance?
Give him a ticket!
Pulls
Danny. Is she getting more Asian as that went?
Was she Asian?
I don't know.
She looked like some sort of Spanish or something.
There, I also feel like that. I think she is a little Asian-y of some sort. Because
I see what you mean there, Shannon.
I saw another Asian. Video of her. I'm trying to think of how to even find this.
Wow.
But yeah, and she did look more Asian than the other thing. And she is just a nightmare always.
And was she screaming like that?
Yes, she was. Oh.
There was another
nightmare.
Video where she's screaming.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how to even.
That's
find
hilarious,
it.
Dude. They should have fucking got her to replace Chester Bennington.
Shut up when I'm talking to you.
No, with the
Shut
rope
up.
Not in the band. She should hang herself.
I do want an update on this lady. What happened to her? I want to see her full body as well.
Yeah.
I want to see how hot she is. Is she, you know, toy or noy?
I want to see LinkedIn. Because I feel like this lady is...
She seems like someone who works at a veterinary hospital.
I was going to say, crazy. Really?
HR. You think so?
HR. She gives other people speeches about how to behave in public.
That's cool.
I found the other video.
Yeah. Please.
So this is like a long version, so we'll have to skip
is
through it a bit.
Is that her? With
no,
her face?
This is her here. So it's not Asian-y. She's something. She's ethnic of some sort.
Thank you, Shannon.
Don't walk away from me.
Oh, wow.
We're investigating right now.
Nice. She's tight.
Yeah.
Go back inside your car right now.
That is such a sick outfit.
Is that her boyfriend? Or girlfriend, I guess?
It's girlfriend, yeah.
Sorry, Shannon. Girlfriend.
You asked
and that's me as a cop.
You.
I want that outfit.
I can skip forward.
You can buy a cop outfit. Oh, you mean her outfit.
Yeah, come on.
I'm trying to find the arrest.
Stop running your mouth.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that guy really...
Let me go back a little.
Wait. Why are we...
Don't talk to me like that. What's your message?
Oh.
Don't touch me. Get out. Don't touch me. You're telling me to do...
Fresh tattoo.
Oh, that sucks.
There's some garbage going on here.
You go, I need my A&D ointment.
Who is talking to who here?
Yeah, I can't understand a
Can
goddamn.
Can someone talk like a cop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, what did this happen first and then she's just on a fucking power trip and then
so
comes the ticket video?
Oh, they're calling this one the Give Him a Ticket sequel. So I think that the other one came first and this one came. She's 21 years old.
Wow.
Jeez
so
Louise.
I think this is like a follow-up.
Mental health is so fucking fragile, you know?
Not, yeah, I bet that pussy this. Good, though.
Yeah.
I bet that pussy grip.
Do you want to watch more of it? Or
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're compounding your problem.
I need to see more of it, actually.
What does compounding mean?
Adding to.
You started detaining me because she had a power trip, and now you guys are acting like... Infants.
Yeah, it's that sentence was all this is your problem. Like this is your fault.
You kept walking away from the car. But I didn't. Yes, you did. You said, "Oh my god, here we go." And then you started acting like a 5-year-old. Yes.
Get in the car. She got 5 years older in the sentence though.
Tell me how I legally
Look, here's the thing. I'm all for, you know, fuck the police a little bit. You know, I have tons of cops in my family, and so as I'm, you know, there's a little.
And
whatever,
they've all molested you.
And they've all molested me. I've literally fucked them. No, I'm saying revenge. I literally fucked them.
You have tons of cops in your family?
Yeah, but
just two, but they're huge.
What do you think? What do you think?
Just kidding.
Get her, boys. But I do think when you're in a position like this, I don't think there's any cop that will have. If you go, you're acting like a 5-year-old and you're fucking power tripping and fuck you, a cop's gonna go, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
You got a point, kid.
You got a point. Well, he told
me. You know what? Put these on me.
Why don't we
you
put
talked
it,
your way out of
you,
this?
You know what? We're going in together. Come on. Drop your screwdrivers. I see that. Yeah.
Oh, look at you two.
Yeah.
Being friends.
We're basically married now. Oh. Just kidding, but you do have herpes.
Check this out.
Again.
Again. Is this the Body Brain Coffee?
No, the Body Brain Coffee you have to request because it's freeze-dried. It's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's fucking crazy.
I want to keep watching this.
Yeah, let's
keep
going.
I want to see this lady lose it.
Get in the car. I want to see her get tased. I know that sounds bad, but.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, are you retarded? Are you retarded? Because you clearly weren't on the fucking phone with the dispatcher.
I'm asking you again.
No, when your supervisor gets here, I'll get in the car.
I am her supervisor. Get in the car.
You're not the fucking supervisor.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
You wouldn't be this fucking slow if you were the supervisor.
Get in the car.
This chick's got brass balls.
Mom?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going to happen when I get in the car and then do shit, Mom?
Get in the car.
Shut up. I'm talking to my.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is. Hell yeah. The breakdown.
Up.
Yeah, that's going in a Skrillex breakdown.
You're taking my phone. You're taking my phone right now. Why are you getting in my car?
Ma'am, can you please tell her to comply?
J-Lo.
Why are they touching me?
Damn, bro.
Did you see her wig was next to her?
Her eyes are insane.
Saw that. Like, that's her wig.
Oh, yeah.
Are they touching me?
Please put your legs in the car.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, just get in the car.
Yeah.
She's over it. The mom's so done.
Yeah.
I would love if they went, like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you can go. And then she's in the car going, and that's how you do it, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she try and pull an I can't breathe?
Yeah, she did. It happens in 90% of body cam footage.
Thank you. Ooh, there was the Jalen's mom. There was the Jalen's mom of body cam footage watcher, Shannon.
Little blue line on Shannon.
She definitely has mental health issues.
Yeah, yes. Real recognize real, right, Allie?
Yeah.
I'd love to see you getting put in a cop car. See what your voice can do.
I didn't fucking touch you. Why the fuck are you arresting me when I didn't do shit? When we called the fucking cops so you can deal with the other people stealing their property. What are you doing?
This lady is a fucking psycho.
Dude.
I love it.
It'll
come back in a second, don't worry.
She's Spanish.
No shit, you think?
Yeah,
that's all you needed.
Yeah. No, it was this. You want to keep touching me?
Yeah, and then she just went, this stupid fucking white lady.
Please have my phone back.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking it from you.
Like, my friend literally works here. Like, this is so embarrassing.
Yes. So, if you listen to me, I'll explain to you why you're in the...
And I was listening to you, but okay. Then your stupid fucking coworker is talking about how she gonna detain me, and you're just okay with that when I didn't even do anything. I am sick of white people pushing me over.
Yep.
I'm not even saying you. I don't give a fuck about you. Like, cool. You didn't take my land. You didn't rip and pillage my people.
What your land?
Rape and pillage
your land.
My people.
Hold on.
I'm calm. Can you please just explain it?
There's no way this bitch is not privileged.
Yeah, of course. Where's she from? That white people took her land.
I'm not sure.
I believe white
it.
People didn't take Beverly Hills.
Let me see if it says it here. No, I'm not sure where it is.
Jayla, the scream queen.
I love the mom on the foot. The yeah. mom just, Jayla, honey, just get in the car.
Get in the car.
This is an everyday type of, you know.
It's so sad, man. You know, it's like, imagine if your kid had, like, mental issues like that, and you just can't, like, you're not going to, like, leave them. You know what I mean? You got to be like, get in the car, do this. It's all, it's a lot. Not to make this serious.
So I was thinking about, I was thinking about how bad I feel for dudes that are with her, or girls that are with her. But then I think about, imagine just being her neighbor.
Yeah, you're like, turn down that racket. You go, yeah. That's my voice. That's your voice. They're going, listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
You know that sound you were looking
That's
for?
That's exactly what I was going to
Listen to this.
Hey, you know that shrieking cunt you've been looking for?
It's that scene in Elvis. He goes, Annie's what?
And she's Dominican?
We got to finish this video. I want to know what happens.
Of course.
The more we talk, the more you have fun.
Okay, so I'm calm now. Can you explain?
I don't want you kicking out my
okay,
windows.
Okay, so can I just not talk for 30
Dude,
seconds?
Dude, wouldn't it be so funny if you're a cop? How much you're tempted to just, like, look around and be like, say something fucked up just to be like, oh, have her go like, what? What? You go, no one's going to believe you. You
know what I mean? Is true. I raped and pillaged your family.
She's like, oh, what? He said that. Oh, what's going on?
Just, I killed George Floyd. I'll do it again.
Well, you can't engage in a car pursuit, okay? Can you listen to me?
And your fentanyl should be kicking in 5 foot 4.
Yes, she has. Okay, so when you calm down,
all you people do is me over.
Okay, well, let me explain this to you again, then. Okay, you are under arrest.
For what?
This is what you hit her with, by the way. When she goes, all you people do is fuck me over. This is what you say. You go, well, honey, if everybody smells like shit, maybe you should check under your shoe.
No, I hate that.
No, it's a great line.
I hate that, too. You should be tased for that.
All right, let's see.
Stop talking, please. I can explain it to you. You scratched the hell out of my arm, okay?
Who?
You did.
Can you even prove that?
Can I explain it to you?
I say, can you prove it? Not explain. I say, can you prove it?
Put your leg in the car.
Well, that's for the court, isn't it?
I want to go the home because you stupid white f**ks are stopping me from going home.
You're not going home. Okay. Please put your leg in the car.
If I'm not going home, why the f**k would I make it easier? You're trying to talk to me. I'm talking calm and you're not f**king compromising.
Am I not calm?
How the f**k? Let me go home. How the f**k? Am I involved?
Put your leg in the car.
No, answer me!
Jesus Christ, lady.
You're amping up again.
So, what is the
amping up again?
Is this there's a lot of other words he got he cycled through before amping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And spicking out. No, can't do that. Ma'am, you're being real Puerto Rican about this. Ma'am, you're bordering on.
What the fuck are you looking at with your stupid fucking drug self? Why the fuck can you not look at one fucking area with your fucking eyes straight with your stupid fucking self? Yo, why don't you get the fuck out of here, you fucking
damn,
pig?
Damn, dude.
I still think there might be a little Asian in there.
She's got Asian in her.
Hold on.
Does she want a little Asian in her?
So, hold on. Because it's real Puerto Rican, and then it hits an Ali Wong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the the ghetto. I feel there's a little ghetto Asian in there.
Yeah.
Property that I fucking started this shit with. Give it to my hand.
No, calm down.
Give me my phone.
Your mom will be
pretty sure I said that as calm as I can. Give me my goddamn motherfucking phone. Oh, look at you were.
Oh, she's wearing crosses on her ears.
How I was talking and you hesitated, and now you're pointing at your camera.
Everything is on audio.
You can't point at your camera. Hi, thank you. Yeah, we are on audio or f***ing video. I don't f***ing care. He f***ing hesitated. The shit I f***ing started cussing because you're offended.
I'm not offended at all.
You're offended.
I'm trying to get you to put your leg in the car.
You're f***ing offended.
So we don't have to add another charge.
Another charge for what?
Obstructing a police officer.
You're obstructing my fucking property to my fucking hand.
Put your leg in the car.
What's so wrong with me having my phone in my...
The homeless woman 70 times.
I like that there's a little like...
Everything is on audio. That's so crazy.
Pop-up.
Yeah, on your end. That's why everybody dies and gets away with it.
I don't want you to hyperventilate.
Yeah, everyone does die and get away with it. In her defense.
Yeah. But no one's ever died and not gotten away with it. Yeah.
You know.
When you die, you die.
30 years ago, pre-body cam, how fast
the girl cop
would have ran over and closed the door on this bitch's shins.
Dude, yeah.
And they would have fucking 300 kicked her inside of there.
Oh, dude, she would have started on the other end of the parking lot and yelled Sparta.
Yeah. Yeah, they do still do that.
With the body cams, they get all crazy.
Yeah, but I just want to see the door get slammed across her shins. Should have put your legs in the car, lady.
Again, there is a, I'm all for down with the police and all that shit. But how do you watch this and not feel kind of bad for them? You know what I mean? Like, how do you go, like, cops do have to deal with fucked up shit like this.
Yeah, the worst people all day, every day.
Yeah, for every like one person that like, you know, whatever. I don't want to get off on a little tangent there.
But we can agree that we're all adults and we live in a world of gray, of shades of gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's not black and white. All fucking minorities are not criminals.
Yeah.
All cops are not fucking evil.
Yeah.
There's bad people on both sides, and depending on which side of the media you subscribe to, your algorithm and your own personal choices are going to lead you to see what you want to believe.
Right. Yeah. And she could be as innocent as the day is long, but her screaming and acting like this, even I want to punch her right in her fucking face and be like, shut the fuck up. Shut up before I brutality you.
Brutality.
Brutality. That's what the cops say before they beat somebody up. They go, brutality.
I don't know if you could see the note at the top of the screen completely, but it said, in the raw footage, the woman asked for her phone 32 times.
Wow.
Why can't I have my phone in
because
my hand?
Because you are under arrest.
33.
Why reason can you I not have my phone arrest. In my hand?
34.
So you're saying that you took my phone away from me without legal cause you because you had it in your hand.
For resisting, obstructing a police officer, reckless driving, okay?
You guys are so f***ing retarded. This is why ain't nobody give a f***ing shit about you guys and why everybody wish your first f***ing born was dead as f***.
Please put your leg in
what?
The
firstborn?
I've been nothing but cool with you.
Bro, how? Dead as f***. Where's my phone?
Imagine if he goes, it's under there. She goes, under where? And he goes, gotcha.
You said underwear.
Gotcha.
I would have fucking butterfingers that phone into a sewer grate. So, yeah. Whoops.
You go, here it is, crack.
I fucking hate this broad.
You've been asking kindly for audio, for video fucking purposes, but you've been a fucking dickhead this whole fucking time. Bro, how are they going inside, bro? How?
Stop picking the
cat. The boots. She has shiny Neil Diamond boots. Shut up when I'm talking to you.
Give me my phone. Give me my phone.
It's not.
Give me my phone. Are you retarded? Do you not know how to put a phone in my hand?
Only a woman could speak to a cop that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is female privilege, the video.
Yeah, yeah. It's also like, you know, she's got these, like, liberalisms and stuff. Like, you took my land. And but then she's also like, and you're retarded.
Who keeps saying so I can do what the fuck you want, but the second I do what the fuck you want, you're just going to close the fucking door and walk away. Because I'm not retarded, and I know how the fuck you work. Because you are all fucking stupid.
Please put your legs in the car.
Yeah, tell my mom, tell me that shit. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Where's the little pop-up that said how many times he's asked her to put her fucking feet in the car?
75 times it said.
Dude, how many black men are watching this and being like, this motherfucker. like, just do what you do to us. Just throw her in the fucking thing and hit her.
By the way, this is a girl that dates a black guy and says the N-word.
Right, when they're having sex.
Or around the house.
Yeah.
Like,
you want some eggs?
No, it would be like, that. Crazy.
Yeah.
I could say it, right, baby?
I could say it. We're watching Lord of the Rings. Oh, that Sam is crazy.
From her f***ing hospital job to get her here. Now you can wait.
Why that ring so bad?
Man, that's the farthest that that motherfucker's ever been from the Shire.
He gonna throw that shit in a volcano? It's all the time.
Black women watching Lord of the Rings.
Why the fuck am
I the only one in a car? No one wants to hurt you.
Damn, I would be really... I'd be on my third big gulp watching this outside that gas station.
Yeah. Last time and I spent a week somewhere I didn't even want to be!
Jail.
Yeah, jail.
Yeah.
Three counts of aggravated battery on a peace officer, disorderly conduct, and making a false complaint to 911. The woman was found guilty of the false complaint to 911. All the other charges were dropped.
She yelled her way out of all this?
Wow.
Maybe she's a good lawyer. I don't know.
Well, picture her in court.
The judge is
eventually like, we have to move along.
Well, this is why she keeps acting this way. Her mother is also coddling her. She's 21 years old. So she's never going to not be a nightmare.
Oh, maybe somebody will kill her.
Maybe she'll take meds. Take your meds, Jayla. Come on.
Hmm.
Come on. Come home to daddy. I'll give you some meds. We'll watch.
But here's the thing. This is a boy who cried wolf situation. Anyone who screams
wolf
and plays the victim this much will be made a victim.
Yeah. And no one
eventually
will believe it when it actually happens. Yeah.
Like, and I hate to say this. Mm. And by the way, you know what? I'll even say guys too.
Yeah.
How many people do we know over the years who every single person they've ever dated has been crazy and abusive?
Oh, yeah.
That
means you're the crazy and abusive one.
And it's the same story every time. They meet a new dude.
Yeah.
Or let's say, for the sake of argument, it's a chick, because it is. They meet a new guy. Everything's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the cracks start coming in the armor. And then she posts something shitty, you know, on Facebook, online. Like, can't believe I'm not even allowed to do my own blah, blah, blah. Something passive aggressive towards him. Then all of a sudden... GoFundMe. I got to move. He hit me. He fucking made me get an abortion. Ha, blah, 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 blah. And then you go, and you see the next guy coming.
She's from the Middle East. Ha, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. And then you see the next guy coming, and he's perfect. He's perfect.
Yeah.
He's the love of her life. He's saving her from all this.
Yeah.
And you just go, tick, tock.
Right.
And then you can't deal with the sound, but you go, tick, 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 tick. But it's the same. Every guy that you meet, you're like, oh, every girl I've ever met has been crazy.
Yeah.
That's because you made them that way.
Right.
And it's going to be one of how many girls have you met?
Yeah.
Where every dude they've ever met has been abusive.
Yeah.
And you know some of them.
So many.
Some of the dudes.
Yeah.
And you go, no, he's not.
Yeah.
That girl one day, she's going to get that ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's coming.
Going to try the wrong one.
That pendulum, she's going to fucking... pop off because she's so used to saying, you hurt me, you did this to me, and one guy one day is going to go, oh, did I?
Yeah.
And then, oh boy.
Let's make it true.
I'm sorry if that was a little negative.
No. I don't think it's negative at all. I think that's...
I just think of so many times I've seen it.
You're pressing some of Brendan's buttons right now.
Well, you know, I've had my share of...
DB disputes.
What am I, the front of his jeans or something? fucking crazy. crazy comic in the back of what is my new. I have to get out. I'm a famous comedian in New York City. Yeah. I have a show at the former Village Lantern tonight. It's me and Derek Gaines. My career is going excellent.
Can we watch the end of this?
Yes, please.
Or is it crazy?
You can finish it. So just a note, that thing that you read at the top of the screen, the part that you can't see is that was 3 months prior to this. Those aren't these charges. This is a different thing.
Huh.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing she said.
I spit on anybody who the fuck I wanted to, and it wasn't you, so shut the fuck up.
Just please put your legs in the car.
Oh my God.
Close the fucking door.
Close the door.
Phone, you retard!
Bet you have, you stupid bitch. Clean that.
Whoa.
Hurry the fuck up!
What is this girl's full name so I can...
Oh, wait. It says, Jen, you got to read it to us.
It says her behavior did not improve. Hold on, I can't see. It's covered. After arriving to jail, she reportedly remained irate with the jail staff, prompting them to deploy pepper spray on her.
Oh,
later,
no
she
way.
Struck a correction officer, causing the officer's nose to bleed.
Whoa. Wow.
Jesus it is funny Christ. With those boots.
Yeah, the boots are hilarious. She's like, I just wanted to do the fucking...
There's going to be glitter everywhere in the back of that car. As a result, she was charged with 3 counts of aggravated battery on peace or correction officer, along with resisting a peace officer, obstructing a peace officer, reckless driving, and disobeying a stop sign.
Just because you got 8 signs, you don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
So scary.
I don't listen to octagons.
Who taught you octagons?
The court enrolled the woman in therapeutic monitoring program, which is designed to address the root cause of criminal behavior through individualized treatment and supervision.
She's like, I just wanted to do the Cotton Eye Joe tonight. Yes, it's all. Yeah.
Hello. Hang on.
Hang on.
Look at her. You see her wig on her shoe?
What?
Go back a little bit.
Her wig came off?
Yeah, it's on her shoe when she steps out. Watch.
Hello. Hang on.
Look.
Oh, hilarious.
I'm doing fine. Hang on, please step out.
What would you like? Can I please step out?
Hang on, you
guys. The prosecutor dropped all the charges against the woman. This is why she's going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
What?
It's so ridiculous.
Nuts.
Stuff on the floor.
Okay, it don't matter. Can I please step out now?
Are you,
I'm fine. Can I please step out?
The
seatbelt is not on me. Can I please step out?
I gotta look this lady up. I have to follow her from now on.
We hope her hair grows back.
Be intoxicated, you stupid white privilege.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
The exhaustion in Shannon's voice when she goes, 90% of them say I can't breathe.
Or
it's
I'm
like
pregnant.
The fucking Eeyore of body cam footage. Oh, well. Well, many of them say, hands up, I can't breathe. But they can breathe. Shannon, thank you very much. What a fun way to end today's show. Do we want to do one more before we get out of here, Shannon? Do we have one more video? Anything fun?
Yeah.
Viral ugly guy video draws in a beautiful bride. Let's end something fun.
Okay. So hold on a second. Let me just I'll pull up the Instagram. And then if you want to see a little bit of the video, I have it. So this is the article that I found.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Good for that guy.
Yeah. So this YouTuber posted a video 7 years ago just about being ugly and not ugly people not posting online. And then this woman responded to it. Oh, so this is the video, being ugly, my
she's just like them.
And then, so this woman commented, I actually think you're kind of cute, to be honest. I mean it.
And then he slipped into her DMs.
Nice.
And then she ended up going to visit him in Sweden.
Aww.
They got married.
Aww.
Good for them.
And have a baby on the way.
Wow. Oh, they're going to have a little ugly
She's
baby.
Hot.
That's amazing.
They're
going
to have a half hot, half ugly baby.
She's hot.
Yeah. I hope the baby doesn't get his eyes and face.
Good for that. That is a beautiful thing.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Good for them. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I
hope that works for other stuff. I'm going to post a video online going, I'll never be wealthy. Someone goes, I actually think I want to give you money, TBH. I mean it.
Yeah.
Chauvin.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please support my guests. Brendan Sagalow and Allie May. And we had an exclusive episode coming to you this Friday with Joe Gorman and Tim McLaughlin. And thank you so much for tuning in to the old morning zoo. Ha ha.
Spooky. Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down.